Now, if you'd like to turn in your Bibles, the green Bibles in front of you, we're going to have a reading from the Gospel of Luke.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Well, I really ought to have said a proper welcome to you at the beginning, because I know some here, but I don't know all of us. My name's Tom, I'm the vicar here, and a warm welcome to you, particularly if you're just visiting, as it were, for this evening, this special Christmas Eve service. It's really lovely to have guests with us tonight. Earlier this afternoon, we had an open-air carol service opposite the shops at Cliff Lane, which was lovely. We had perhaps over 300 there, which was wonderful. And we were thinking about why this is such a joyful festival, what it is about Christmas that still has that magic to it, that mystery, if you like, that somehow the whole world, in a way, it knows it's building up to something special, that there is still a real sacredness to this time of year, this festival, and that it's a joyful festival. And we were thinking about how Christmas is really the beginning of a great rescue. And I talked this afternoon about something that happened in the summer. You think, oh, that's a bit strange. Why are we talking about the summer? But something in the summer, and halfway across the world, in Thailand, you might remember that at the end of June, the media alerted us to the fact that there were these 12 boys who were part of a football team called the Wild Boars, Wild Boar football team, who got stuck inside a huge cave complex with their football coach. And obviously, there was great concern for these young boys. They'd been lost for, I don't know, it was quickly, I think perhaps they'd been lost for a week before we really cottoned on to the fact. But we soon became aware that they'd been stuck for, you know, a great number of days, and there didn't appear to be any way out. And so this great rescue operation was launched. And we were thrilled, weren't we, when we discovered that actually a rescue was possible. A rescuer went into the caves there and was able to get these boys out. It was a big operation, and we were thrilled, weren't we? And they must have been elated when they were restored to their families. And that was the peak, I guess, of their joy, was the reunion with their loved ones. But actually, if you think about that incident in the caves in the summer, the boys' fear first turned from fear and, you know, tremendous stress to joy at the moment the first diver appeared alongside them in the caves there. It was actually a British man by the name of John Vallanthan, who's an IT consultant in Bristol normally, but he happens to be one of the world experts in cave rescues. And he appeared there, and they must have been overjoyed to see, I don't know, a torch on his helmet or whatever appearing out of the water and out of the gloom. They knew they hadn't been forgotten by those on the outside. And I think that, in a sense, explains the meaning of this night and its joy to us, that we know that a rescuer has arrived. A rescuer has arrived in a manger in Bethlehem. He looks so ordinary, rather like an IT consultant. Wouldn't think he could get some lads out of a cave, but our rescuer looks so ordinary on the one hand, and yet he is so extraordinary. He comes from another world, from the outside, and has appeared among the lost of this world. And that is what this world is. It's lost, isn't it? Lost not so much in geographically, in terms of a cave or, you know, underground system, but lost in sin, in disconnection, separation from God. But tonight we remember that here is our rescuer who will not leave us and will not rest until he has restored us to God. Now, like that cave rescue, which was costly in the loss of one of those Thai Navy divers who paid with his life, the rescue that Jesus undergoes for us and brings about for us is costly, and we see his commitment to us in the course of that rescue mission as he grows up and completes his mission. It cost him his life, and we'll remember that later as we share bread and wine together, the reminders of the price he paid on the cross for our rescue. Yet his death is not the end, is it? It's not a final separation, either from God or from life or from us. He rose again and lives today. And that's a wonderful thing, that we celebrate his death, as his birth, as one who still lives and is present in all the universe. And I think the question I want to leave us with this evening is, will we not trust this Christ for all things, the one who comes to us to rescue us from sin and separation from God? Shouldn't we also look to him with the various concerns and struggles that we face in our everyday lives? He's proved his commitment to us, his solidarity with us, his competence to save. Surely every issue of our lives is safe in his hands. You'll see that we're coming to a time of prayer in just a moment, and actually you all are going to lead us in our prayers, not by coming forward and saying anything, but in the pews you may have noticed we've got some stars and one or two pens, and I wonder if tonight would be a good time for all of us just to jot down an issue of concern to us in our lives, perhaps a person we care about deeply and worry for, a challenge we'll face in 2019, something that we want to place in his hands, you know, knowing that he's competent to rescue and save and to do all things for us. Why not place whatever your concern is this evening into his hands? We'll just take a moment of quiet, allowing us each to take one of these stars. I've got one here and a red pen. Just take one and jot it down. And you can either take that home and hang it over your bed, or you can hang it on your tree. Or I'm wondering if you want to put it in your pocket, take it with you up to communion, and then on the way back, just feel free to hang it on the tree there. We've actually got several stars on the tree already from an all-age service that we had last Sunday morning. So there's plenty of other stars there. No one will know which one's yours. But if you'd like to do that, you can just express to our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ tonight that you trust him.